Special Counsel Jack Smith Targets Top Trump Campaign Aide Susie Wiles. By Hannah Blow on June 30, 2023. The feds are targeting a top aide to former President Donald Trump, Susie Wiles, as part of U.S. Department of Justice. DOJ, Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into the former president's handling of classified documents. Federal investigators have contacted Susie Wiles as part of the investigation following allegations that she viewed a classified map during a meeting at the Trump National Golf Club Bedminster post-presidency. According to reports, Wiles has spoken to federal investigators numerous times. CNN cited a source who asserted that, while Wiles is not named in the formal indictment of the former president, she is believed to be the representative of his political action committee who is referenced in the indictment, which asserts Trump showed others classified documents on two separate occasions in 2021, after leaving office. The indictment alleges that Trump showed a representative of his Political Action Committee, PAC, whom sources identified to CNN as Wiles, a classified map related to a military operation and told the representative that he should not be showing it to the representative and that the representative should not get too close. This allegedly happened at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Wiles is a key political player, as ABC News notes she helped lead Trump's now GOP primary opponent Ron DeSantis's two campaigns for governor. Also working on the Trump campaign operations in Florida and serving as the CEO of the former president's Save America PAC. Wiles also co-chairs Mercury Public Affairs, a lobbying firm for Chinese entities representing the likes of Hikvision and Alibaba, per the New York Post. The Trump campaign has adamantly denied any wrongdoing, maintaining the line that the DOJ is overtly engaging in election interference. Jack Smith and the special counsel's investigation is openly engaging in outright election interference and meddling by attacking one of the leaders of President Trump's re-election campaign, a Trump campaign spokesperson said in a statement to ABC News. This sham investigation by Joe Biden and his weaponized DOJ are clearly designed to inflict maximum political damage and to prevent President Trump from reclaiming the White House, the spokesperson added. Related, Jesus loves you, Trump supporters pray over him in Miami restaurant. Trump spokesman Stephen Cheung also told the New York Post, President Trump has consistently been in full compliance with the Presidential Records Act, which is the only law that applies to presidents and their records. The overall indictment is Trump's second in 2 months, following his indictment in Manhattan in March. Smith's indictment includes 38 counts of alleged crimes, along with 31 separate counts of alleged willful retention of national defense information under the Espionage Act, as Breitbart News reported. The indictment was unsealed on June 9 and alleged that Trump caused scores of boxes, many of which contained classified documents, to be transported to the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida, where he maintained his residence. The indictment asserts that Trump was not authorized to possess or retain those classified documents. Watch, Trump departs his resort in Miami to head to courthouse for arraignment. Trump, however, has strongly maintained innocence, and Republicans have rushed to defend him from the unfair weaponization of the justice system. The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax, Trump posted on Truth Social, adding, even though Joe Biden has 1850 boxes at the University of Delaware, additional boxes in Chinatown, D.C., with even more boxes at the University of Pennsylvania.